Friends, as we continue worshiping together this morning, I invite you to attune your hearts to hear these words taken from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the first chapter beginning in the 11th verse. In Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and in your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that, with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious gift among all the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Friends, hear what the Spirit is saying. Thanks be to God. We invite our children in kindergarten through fifth grade who wish to do so to join Pastor Ben here at the side of our sanctuary for a time of children's worship in the fellowship hall.
Let us pray. God, for the signs of hope and light and life, even in the midst of trial and tribulation, we say thank you. And for those in this life who remind us of all that is good and right, who challenge us to be more, to be better, we say thank you. For your words of hope that are showered upon us, and for gifts of music that open us to receive them, we say thank you. And now may my words and meditation be acceptable, O God. May they seek and find ready hearts, open hearts. Amen. Bright morning star, rising. Bright morning star rising, bright morning star rising, day is a-breaking in my soul. Bright morning stars. It's a beautiful phrase. Each word in the phrase radiates light. Bright morning stars. The star referred to in this phrase, it's actually a planet, Venus, which can be seen in the east, brightly reflecting the light of the sun just before dawn. Down through the ages, stargazers have noted this phenomenon. There is an Appalachian folk song that I was giving voice to briefly as we began to reflect together, that picks up on this image. It connects connects the image of the bright morning star to the next life, the resurrection life that is promised to us through Jesus Christ. The song both mournfully and hopefully cries, "Where are our dear fathers? They've gone to the valley praying. Oh, where are our dear mothers? They've gone to heaven shouting." And there's one version of the song that says, "Oh, where are our dear children? They've gone to heaven dancing." Maybe it's the strong strain of Ozark roots in my blood, or maybe I should say roots in my blood, that always brings this hill music to mind as we get close to All Saints Sunday. Day is breaking in my soul. The bright morning star, resurrection, new life, day breaking to bring light into the darkness. The bright morning star is the sure sign that the sun will rise. It's coming, you see. The bright morning star promises it's coming. The bright morning star is our sure sign that the sun will give us another day, that will give us another chance, will rise, assuring us that we are not destined to live in darkness. The sun will rise to bring light even into troubled times, the most troubled times, even into the shadows of death, leading even those. The bright morning star is the assurance of light, leading even those who have left this life into the promise of a new day, a new life beyond the veil. In other words, the bright morning star is a sign of hope. Our reading from the epistle to the Ephesians speaks of hope. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which you have been called, the immeasurable greatness of God's power, a power that God put to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead, that you would know that hope, that you would know that power. That is the prayer. On this day, we celebrate All Saints, and above all, this day is about hope. It's about hope that those who have gone before, those who have given their lives will not be forgotten, those who have lived their lives in hope and in love will be remembered and will be known as part of the communion of God's beloved ones throughout time. The celebration began as a memory of those early Christian martyrs whose memory was always potentially lost. But the church gathered up this day as a way to lift them up, knowing that God knows them. And we also celebrate saints understood in the New Testament confession way, that saints are all of those who have been baptized into Christ and declared righteous by grace, and that those are, in fact, living saints of God. If we read Paul, we know that Paul would never say that saints of the church, the ones he knew, were perfect or always got it right. Rather, the saints of the church who are living saints are those who know that who they are is only because of the grace of God. To be a saint is to know ourselves beloved and embraced by God's grace. This aspect of what it means to be a saint, to be one who is so deeply beloved that Jesus was willing to die in order to show us that we need not fear the grave or any darkness, that awareness allows us to see and to celebrate our union with those for whom Christ died in every time and every place. We are among the living saints of God. What will come to mind for many when we think of saints are those exemplary persons throughout history who've acted with such courage and love and wisdom that they inspire our deep admiration and our desire to emulate their lives. Some of us even might, as we ask one another to pray for us, we might continue to ask those saints who are alive in the next world to pray for us. For we are all in relationship, in communion. In all of these ways of understanding what it means to be a saint, the common denominator is hope, and that hope is made possible through Jesus Christ, who proves to us that God's love is stronger than death, stronger than any shadows or darkness, stronger than any despair which in our day-to-day might try to do us in. Jesus is the sun who rises to bring light, to bring hope. And we can celebrate today that our loved ones, who have passed into the next life are living in the light of God. We can celebrate today that Christ's light so permeates our world that there are those whose lives show forth God's mercy and God's love and God's wisdom. And those lives prove to us that we have the capacity to do the same thing. We are called to be the saints of God, the living saints of God, and those around us who inspire us show us that it's possible. Not only on the other side of death. Bright morning stars arising, day is a-breaking in my soul. Today, as we gather at the table communion with God, we join our voices to the unending chorus of faith and praise. And the beautiful promise is that standing and speaking and singing with all of us right now are those who have sojourned with us on this earth and who now continue their journey with Christ in the heavenly places. Right now, all are one in God. All are present at this table. All of us sing the same song. And upon every face in this world and the next, the same bright morning star shines. Thanks be to God.